Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Nice article in the Managing Madrid blog. Wonderful lads that do a great job there, and worth reading about that man there, Karim Benzema needs the rest, and the numbers reveal why.
Times ended up almost looking like a 6-3-1. Some very good writing about that on the Managing Madrid website. First rate podcast as well. Of course, Pere Valverde was a huge part of the equation.
Hello Madridistas, this is Kian Sobani. What you're about to hear is an excerpt from my upcoming book, The Holy Book of Madridismo. Obviously, Gonzalo Higuain retired yesterday and I really wanted to get something out on him, something in written form where I could verbalize my thoughts, just kind of sit there with some headphones, cup of coffee, and just plow through and let me kind of resurface some of those Higuain memories and do a deep dive on him. It just wasn't possible. We were doing podcasts all day. Some of them haven't been released yet, and we have just a jam-packed schedule of podcasts this whole week, and we also have columns we need to drop. We have to cover the news, so it's just a lot. When Gonzalo Higuain all of a sudden retires through the middle of this, it's really hard to kind of just drop everything and do that. But I did want to pay tribute to him. I really liked him as a player. I thought he was underrated, again, despite him being so good, and I think he could have been even a little bit better, and I think a lot of us have a love-hate relationship with him. I don't think I speak for myself when I say this, because as good as he was, there were definitely moments in the Champions League, plenty of them, where I think if he was just a little bit better, or if he could have replicated his La Liga form, we would have possibly gone farther in the Champions League. But again, I want to reflect mostly on his good stuff, and I thought the best way to pay tribute to him maybe is to release a small section, pin-sized hole, segment from my upcoming book. So here we go. Gonzalo Higuain, 2006 to 2013. CV, 3 La Liga titles, 1 Copa del Rey title, 2 Spanish Super Cup titles, 2nd in La Liga in scoring 2009-2010 season, 3rd in La Liga in goals and assists per 90 for 3 consecutive seasons, 2009-2012, 1st in La Liga in non-penalty goals, 2011-2012 season, prolific and reliable wingman to Ronaldo during the Messi-Ronaldo era. His special power, he could bench a cat. Gonzalo Higuain, supremely talented, supremely good, supremely frustrating, supremely satisfying, was a polarizing figure for Real Madrid. Many fans will remember him as a lethal assassin against most teams and a choker in big moments. I was between 18 and 25 years old during the Higuain era, long before I became a journalist, when I was an emotional fan crying, screaming, and popping blood vessels, and my experience watching him was something like this in stages. Stage 1, this guy can't score to save his life. Stage 2, this guy can't stop scoring. He is one of the best goal scorers in the world. We must protect him at all costs. Stage 3, this guy is a choker. Anyone who lived the Higuain experience during that time knows exactly what I'm talking about. Higuain needed 20 chances to score one when he first arrived from River Plate. But By his third year, he couldn't stop scoring. By year four, he outscored Cristiano Ronaldo. He is the poster boy for the importance of patience. When Vinicius Jr. was struggling to score goals early in his Real Madrid career, fans would ask us, are there any examples of players who were terrible at finishing but then figured it out? Our first example was always Higuain. Higuain scored 107 goals in 190 games in La Liga and for large stretches was preferred by Jose Mourinho over Karim Benzema. In December of 2010, Mourinho, frustrated with Benzema, who he had to play because Higuain wasn't available, publicly said, quote, if I can't hunt with a dog, I will hunt with a cat, end quote. In this case, Higuain was the dog, Benzema the cat. But while Higuain was the complete dog in La Liga, it was the Champions League where he couldn't score to save his life. He scored 8 goals in 48 appearances in Europe for the club, and his miss against Lyon in the 2010 Champions League round of 16 still haunts everyone who had to watch his horror in real time. As time passes, Higuain should be remembered for what he was, a lethal striker who lost his place for a variety of reasons, namely, the club signed Cristiano Ronaldo and Karim Benzema 3 years after they signed him, and Benzema won out because, well, he was damn good and he was a Florentino Perez signing. Higuain was signed by Ramon Calderon prior. Higuain did have a great career after leaving Real Madrid in 2013, though, and was Serie A's top scorer in the 2015-2016 season where he scored a whopping 36 goals with Napoli.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.